Let the word of Christ dwell in richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across the sky, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, want to see Jesus lifted high. Step by step we're moving forward, little by little we're gaining ground. Every prayer is a powerful weapon. Strongholds come on tumbling down and down and down. Hallelujah! We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. Well,
good evening, everyone. Very welcome to hear that. That was something we did every evening. We'd say good evening, and all the children would see you. Very loud chorus of it coming back. It was just, yeah, very awesome to see all these little children come, especially getting here first thing in the evening, see them charging up the aisle, notably the smaller ones, with like crumpled $1 bills, and it was just, yeah, it was just a very exciting time for all of us. These last 2 weeks have been very amazing and very wonderful time. As Jonathan mentioned, our theme was taking God's word into all the world and to pass it on. And that's what the children have been learning a lot about, God's word and memorizing scripture and all kinds of Bible verses. You know, the Bible tells us to take God's word into all the world and to teach others about it. It's that well-known verse in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." You know, just seeing the dedication and commitment of these children here through the last 2 weeks is just very inspiring, and it's just a real challenge. And I'll leave that challenge with each one of you parents and adults who are here to help all these children to continue to learn more about God's word. It's then something that they need to be taught just while they're at Bible school, but all the way through life, they need to be taught God's word and to keep memorizing as they've been doing. So that's just a lesson that each one of us needs to learn. And remember, it's not just for little children, but it's for all of us, and to spread God's word wherever we go and wherever we are, to always bring God's word to other people. All right, at this time, we will turn it over to the teachers.
It's my class this year, and we had a lot of fun together. We're sadly missing Nicholas here tonight, but I would like to thank you guys for all the teachers that helped us.
So strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. and we studied about God's gifts.
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. Nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the skies are His, and the earth too. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you.
God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. God made everything beautiful. Let us go into the house of the Lord and love it at all times. Who made the twinkling stars? The twinkling stars, the twinkling stars. Who made the twinkling stars? Our Father God. Who made the birds that fly, the birds that fly, the birds that fly? Who made the birds that fly? Our Father God. Who made the fish that swim, the fish that swim, the fish that swim? Who made the fish that swim? Our Father God. Who made you and me, you and me, you and me? Who made you and me? Our Father God. The birds upon the treetops sing their songs. The angels chant the chorus all day long. The flowers in the garden blend their hymns. So why should you praise Him too?
Let us go into that. work with your own hands.
The Lord is my helper.
Be not afraid.
Oh Lord, my Lord, you will keep us safe. You will protect us. Oh Lord, my Lord, you will keep us safe. You will protect us. You will keep us safe and watch over us in our coming and going forever. Oh Lord, my Lord, you will keep us safe. You will protect us. You will protect us.
Good evening. This is second grade, and Heidi and I taught this one with the bunch, and I have been very blessed.
Yes.
learned about gifts that God gave us. He gave us himself. He gave us prayer, and he gives us help.
Child and come unto him. Yes, you must become as a little child to share in the kingdom of God. Come unto Jesus, run into his arms. Come unto Jesus, and you can share the kingdom of God. Oh, you become as a little child, and come unto him. Yes, you must become as a little child to share in the kingdom of God. Come unto Jesus, run into his arms. Come unto Jesus, and you can share the kingdom of God. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, you must become a little child, they are weak and key and strong. Yes, Jesus loves me,
Matthew, Mark,
Luke,
John,
Acts,
Romans,
1 Corinthians,
2 Corinthians,
Galatians,
Ephesians,
Philippians,
Colossians,
1 Thessalonians,
2 Thessalonians,
1 Timothy,
2 Timothy,
Titus,
Philemon,
Hebrews,
James,
1 Peter,
2 Peter,
1 and 2 3 John,
Jude,
Revelations.
Green, he leadeth me.
dwell therein. For he hath sounded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord and righteousness of his salvation. This is the generation that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up the everlasting rooms, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and even lift them up everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is this King of glory. Selah.
The storm raged about them, the disciples were afraid, for the waves were high and the ship was tossed, they could not find their way. Then they awoke the master, saying, Lord, please save us now. He moved the winds and the seas were calm, and they all wondered how. God sees the storm.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of Christ, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly.
Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth not in truth. Charity never faileth.
Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Father, we thank thee for the night and for the blessed morning light, for rest and food and loving care, and all that makes the world so fair. Father, we thank thee for the night and for the blessed morning light, for rest and food and loving care, and all that makes the world so fair. Help us to do the things we should, to be to others kind and good, in all we do, in all we say, to grow more loving every day.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Beautiful Savior, King of all creation, Son of God and Son of Man, truly I love thee, truly I serve thee.
53:3-5. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Matthew 7:7-12.
Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son hath bread, will ye give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will ye give him a serpent?
If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:8.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians 5:22-23.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20.
I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:1.
Finally, my brethren, strong in the Lord with the power of his might.
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalms 119:11.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
And it is written, there is none other, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:10-23.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:22.
Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7.
Ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians 6:16.
And whatsoever ye do it heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto men. Colossians 3:23. Spirit, I need.
It was a privilege to teach the 8th grade this year. We had 5 students and a very attentive class, and we studied the life of the Apostle Paul from his conversion, his commission, where the Lord told him, "I will send you far hence into the Gentiles, and you will stand before kings and rulers." And followed that on through until his imprisonment in Rome. And just a very challenging story there, the life of the Apostle Paul and the sacrifices that he was willing to make so that the known world in his day would receive the message of the gospel. And just really blessed again in teaching this class. And I was also blessed to see that the last class that I taught, it's been a few years, but some of them were actually teaching this year, helped out with the teaching. And so they were putting into practice the things that we were talking about here, to be willing to make sacrifices, to suffer persecution, whatever it takes to get the message of the gospel out to the people who need to hear it. And so our students will be sharing some verses that are the testimony of the Apostle Paul, and trusting also our testimony.
To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God, from faith to faith, and as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:16-17.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9. I would like to thank Joe for taking time out of his busy schedule to teach us. Our first lesson, we learned that Saul was born in Tarsus, and he was a Jewish citizen of Rome. He went to Jerusalem to study to be a rabbi, and he was taught under Gamaliel's supervision. There are 27 books in the New Testament, and out of 27 books, Paul wrote 13 of them. The second lesson, we learned of Paul's conversion and call. As a young man, Saul was present at the stoning of Stephen and was to capture Christians in faraway Damascus, where he got letters of authority from the chief priests. Saul was on his way to Damascus to persecute the Christians when God struck him blind. When he came to the realization of who Jesus really was, it changed his life dramatically, and he became a faithful servant for Christ and went on to do a great work in the early churches. In Lesson 3, we learned how Paul began witnessing and growing strong. Right after he was converted, he began preaching in Damascus. Then after many days, the Jews decided to kill Saul, so he fled. Soon after, Barnabas took Saul to Jerusalem to meet the apostles. After spending time with them, he went back to his hometown, Tarsus, and began preaching. In Lesson 4, we learned how Saul began working among the Gentiles. Paul and Barnabas taught the Gentiles for a whole year in Antioch, where the disciples were first called Christians.
Hear the salt of the earth, if the salt has lost its savor, wherefore it shall be salted. It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden in the foot of man. Matthew 5:13. In Lesson 5, we learned about Paul's first great mission to the Gentiles and where he visited and what he encountered there. And in Lesson 6, we learned how Paul and Barnabas separated and how Paul chose 2 new companions to help him in his mission. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and of the and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. In lessons 7 and 8, we share the life and the faith of Paul on a second and third mission trip. In Philippi, Paul baptized Lydia and her household, cast the evil spirits out of the slave girl, was beaten, thrown in prison, sang at midnight, was freed by the earthquake, and the jailer was saved from death in more ways than one. They were released from prison and left the city. Later, Paul preached until midnight at Troas. When Eutychus fell out of the window and died, Paul had enough faith to raise him from the dead. The amazing faith of Paul has really made an impression on me. That is the type of faith I want.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole army of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:10 and 11. In lesson 9, we learn that Paul went to Jerusalem to preach, but was attacked by Jews when they saw Saul in the temple, where only Jews were permitted. Paul was rescued by Roman soldiers, and he was sent to Caesarea. The governor of Caesarea invited Paul to preach to him and then kept him in prison. A governor gave Paul an opportunity to preach to the king. Paul was diligent in spite of imprisonment and punishment to fulfill the work which God had given him. Paul headed to Rome on a ship, but then had a shipwreck. Paul then went to an island and was put on another boat when the weather was safer. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Romans 8:18 and 2 Corinthians 4:17.
Students and teachers, I want to give a special thank you to each of the teachers who took time out of their busy schedules to teach this past 2 weeks. I also want to give a special thank you to the parents for your support, sending your children, and bringing them faithfully every night and coming to pick them up again at the end. I want to give a thank you to each one that came in and had a story for the children. They always look forward to that, and we enjoyed it very much. Also want to give a thank you to anybody that substituted. That takes a real burden off the teachers. Also, all of those of you that helped with snack, that takes a real load off of the teachers as well.